Greetings, everyone. This is MC Coco305 of the MC Coco305 News Radio Network Podcast, coming to you live from the United States of America. Now, today, I have Dragon Ball Super News about the movie Dragon Ball Super Super Hero. Allegedly release dates, allegedly characters, and allegedly plots. Allegedly what we know so far, allegedly. Dragon Ball Super has been through a resurgence in anime fandom. Dragon Ball Super brought new fans in, as well as providing a nostalgic fix for those who got hooked on Toonami Block in the days of the 1990s. Dragon Ball Super ran from 2015 until 2018, coming back at Dragon Ball Super Heroes, the OVA web series, focused on Goku and his cohorts rebuilding the Earth after the defeat of Majin Buu. In 2018, the show got a spinoff movie called Dragon Ball Super Broly, which, according to Polygon, brought an honor and pathos to the formerly laughable character of Broly. At the 2021 San Diego Comic Con at home Dragon Ball special panel, allegedly was streamed on YouTube, executive editor of Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super Manga, allegedly Akio Aizoku dropped details, allegedly, on the next Dragon Ball Super movie, allegedly, the title is Dragon Ball Super Heroes, allegedly, the panel was hosted by MC Sasha, allegedly, and including Aizoku Mazoko, and now we also have veteran voice actress Masako Nozawa, who has been voicing Goku since the 70s, and Toei animation producer Nahiro Hayoshida, and the panel explained the plans for Dragon Ball Super Hero, allegedly previewed the animation and when it's coming out, allegedly. When will Dragon Ball Super Super Heroes premiere? Allegedly. Dragon Ball Super Super Hero is allegedly expected to premiere, allegedly, in 2022. The last Dragon Ball Super movie, Dragon Ball Super Heroes Broly, was released in Japan on December 14, 2018, and didn't make it to America until 2019. Per Polygon, it is unclear whether, allegedly, Dragon Ball Super Hero will have the same delay between Japanese and international release as DBS Broly, allegedly. It used to be that there was a wide gap between anime movies, Japanese, and international release dates, if they'd get an international release at all. See, folks, at one point, not just the movies had a hard time coming over here, but let us just say that the VHS tapes, you know, the video home releases, the video home release tapes at the time period of the 90s, and a long time there, VHS tapes, a lot of you youngsters nowadays didn't grow up with that. You got the DVDs and Blu-rays, which is the DVDs old, the Blu-rays are new, but still a digital disc, you know what I'm saying? Now, let's just say this. If at one point of the late 90s and the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s, if the anime show had a first-run syndication broadcast on television like Star Blazers did and Captain Yamato and a bunch of other hit shows of the time period of the 70s and 80s and 60s, like, how would I say this clearly? Like Side of the Witch, Astro Boy, Lupin III, throw out the classics. You gotta spin those classics, everybody. The classic hit show that paved the way for nowadays stuff airing on television. if they had a broadcast air on TV then, it didn't mean the home release was that fastly aired for home video. Because at the time, like, home video was not, you know, a big thing in the 60s. But it took it to the 70s for it to be a thing. But that just say time has changed. Now, allegedly, many of the previous films never got a theatrical release. And now, I don't know why it's allegedly, but people remembering this nonsense wrong. Some of them ended up being TV movie events. And some got a theatrical release in America, and some premiered on Cartoon Network's Tsunami Block, or the TV Tsunami Block, and were dubbed in English. Some remain niche subjects and objects outside of their native country, Japan. But anime movies are becoming more of a force in the global box office game after, I mean, the global box office industry. After Demon Slayer Mugen Train broke the Japanese box office records, it was released in America and became the biggest United States debut of all time for a foreign language film, expected to see Dragon Ball Super allegedly Heroes sooner than later. Now, allegedly, which characters are in Dragon Ball Super Superheroes? That's allegedly the title. The Comic-Con at home panel allegedly reveals new character designs and names. Many of the characters you'd expect to see in DBS movie, allegedly, they claim King Piccolo is back, and his look hues more closely to his manga version. It's the same color as the manga, said host allegedly MC Sasha, which is why I didn't notice the change reflects the deeper involvement of Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama. We also saw a designs for the policeman Krillin, allegedly in a cute kindergarten version of Pan. For those of you who don't know who that is, that's Goku's granddaughter. Actually, it's not allegedly about her picture. She looks too cute sitting there looking around. And you can Google the image right now, everybody. It's so nice, see little Pan. Now, allegedly, we see Ozoku, which is possibly a new person, but for those of you who forgot, Pan is also the daughter of Gon and Videl. Videl is Hercule's daughter. Those of you who do not know Hercule, and some of you may not remember Hercule because his name is Hercule. Some might know him as Mr. Satan, which is a fake name, but some people know him like that. Now, they say Pan will play an integral part of the new movie, allegedly. The panel also showcased an original set of characters for the Dragon Ball Super superhero movie. Two ununiformed aliens, if I'm saying it right, two uniformed aliens, sorry, with numbers on their jackets, allegedly, and retro futuristic laser, I don't know if it's on a podcast, but laser weapons, allegedly. Panelists were mum on the characters' names or roles in the film, but the alien number two had a wicked grin. Allegedly, could this be a villain that the superheroes have to defeat? What is the allegedly plot for the allegedly Dragon Ball Superhero Hero movie? Plot details for a scant allegedly for the Dragon Ball Super superhero movie. Now everyone, this is nothing that I'm saying, it's something that someone else is saying in this area right here. I really shouldn't talk too much about the plot yet series, said by creator Akira Toriyama, said in a written statement via CBR, but be prepared for some extreme entertainment bouts with many feature and unexpected characters will be charting through some unexplored territories in terms of visual aesthetics to give the audience an amazing ride, so I hope everyone will look forward to the new movie. Now, that was not allegedly information. That is from Akira Toriyama himself. Now, allegedly, the team wanted to focus on the superheroic nature of Goku and his pals. There's two supers in there, which is great. Ayoku said at the panel, allegedly, "We really wanted to emphasize, allegedly, that this movie is all about superheroes. Toriyama is really focused on the aspects of the superheroes this time. Like American superheroes, the Dragon Ball family has gone through multiple timelines, continuities, and the media formats since their creation in 1974. Toei Animation producer Norihiro, if I'm pronouncing it wrong, sorry buddy, Nahiro Hayashida remarked on how difficult this movie will be from Dragon Ball Super Broly. In terms of its tone, allegedly, there are a lot of slice of life scenes that really put a spotlight on the rich world that Toriyama has created. He said, of course, that's not to say that the movie doesn't have its share of intense scenes. Allegedly, it's a perfect fusion of classic Dragon Ball and new aspects. Allegedly. Now, we got this new news here, everybody. For those of you who have been wondering, will the movie be in full CGI? Will it be in claymation? Will it be in hand-drawn cells? There are some previews on the internet, allegedly, that it might be in CGI, it might be whatever. But whatever it's in, we're going to watch it. We don't care if it's a video game-looking anime movie. Allegedly, they might be like that. Who knows? Who knows about this? But we are going to be very happy to see this good film because it has been delayed of the anime show, but we still got the OVA to watch that comes on bi-monthly, or every other month it might just come on. I haven't really been watching Dragon Ball Super Heroes yet, but I will be looking at Dragon Ball Super Heroes, a new movie coming out. Allegedly, that's the title of the movie, everyone. Now, we all know that I'm a huge fan of the anime community, but a lot of you have not seen me report this much because I have stuff of my own. And so let me take out the time to explain why I've been podcasting. Now, a lot of my loyal fans on here enjoy what I do, and you enjoy me reporting other people's creations and stuff like that. But let me take the time out to tell you this. Go and buy my new books, which is the Mr. Net Storyman Anthologies novel, along with my other books online. Just type in my name, MC, which is spelled M as in Mary, C as in care, G as in go, O as in oak tree, K as in kangaroo, U as in username, numbers 305, put space between that, put San, pronounced San, which is spelled and pronounced MC305 San. I have horror novels, psychological novels, and also a book called The Gas Chamber Transit Bus, which is a psychological dark humor novel. Now, those books are my novel creations, and they are good books to get. And not just that, I have children books too. And they're called Blackface Bobby Fables. I want you all to check those out. And I released them under my other pen name, which is Professor MC Goku 305. Again, it's Professor MC Goku 305. Please be kindly enough to check the books out and purchase them. Okay, everybody? I'm signing out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.